Good afternoon. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July. Say, the week's about gone and June is moving along. Don't you wish there were twice as much of June than we get of 30 days? A beautiful month, a lot of rain, flowers, and just gorgeous skies. So I'm hoping you are enjoying summer and summertime. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience of RBN. Oh my, oh my. I have some local things to talk about before I bring on our guest, and they're sort of related, having to do with maybe travel and platforms and tasering and that type of thing. So we're going to talk about transportation and a few things like that, but I thought I would share with you a very sad story, and it may come upon you. Therefore, I think it would be of interest to all. Today, June 18th, on the front page of the Salt Lake Tribune, there are follow-up stories, this one by Melinda Rogers, helping us understand the untimely death of a gentleman named Brian Cardall. And, of course, he was indicated in the press, we know now, that he was bipolar. He was on medication called Seroquel and was having difficulty at the time of this encounter. But now we know that he was tased, of course, and that caused his death. And the question now is, excessive force used? Is this how we should treat one another? And the tapes are available, and the family is making an inquiry, and the highway patrol has their attorney. A man is dead. And it says here on the tape that Brian Cardall is heard moaning and screaming for about 5 seconds. Following a 2-second pause, Thompson, the officer, deploys taser on Cardall. And on the second time, Cardall, the victim, quit breathing and had no pulse. A young father, a young scholar on his way with a little 2-year-old daughter and his wife 6 months pregnant. The wife, for those afar and haven't been following the story, had actually called for assist, for she felt her husband was having some strange behavior, and maybe it was caused by meds or his problems, but certainly she called for assist, and now her husband is dead. So that's a very disturbing thing. And then also, we have the issue here in Utah of the artifacts, and maybe you've heard about that. But both Senator Hatch and Senator Bennett are standing up now a little bit, and they're saying maybe with this arrest for all the folks in Blanding in Utah, where there were Indian artifacts. And don't get me wrong, they shouldn't be out there bothering those things. I think they probably deserved having somebody come after them. This was a sting operation. It had gone on for 2 years under the auspices of the FBI and the BLM. And of course, what the concern is here, whether undue actions were taken by our new, I call it new, militarized police, with all their weaponry and all of their decor that they put on with their vests and their helmets.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I will briefly and quickly just tell the story all across this country of these happenings here in Utah. I think we have a more militarized police force, and I think that kind of training is showing. I'm not defending anybody's illegal act. Only the fact that Senator Hatch appealed to the Attorney General yesterday, thinking maybe undue law enforcement was put to test on this incident. The explanation given by U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman was that no undue enforcement or force was used, and that the concern was that the agents drew weapons, yes, but they believed nearly all of those that they apprehended had weapons either on them or in their homes or vehicles. So Senator Hatch has charged raid heavy-handed, and Senator Bennett has said very, very heavy footprint of law enforcement. And, of course, there was one suicide of one of those who was indicted in this affair of lifting the artifacts from sacred grounds, etc. But the point I'm making is just all on the top, one on the other, having to do with transport on the highway or on the ground, these massive groupings. They said they had groups of 10 or 12, and they included, you know, more than just one officer group, and they were there with all of their military attire. And the community at large is sort of saying, hey, wait a minute, this is a little much, but, you know, this is what's happening. I just want to share one other thing about transport, and then we'll move to today's guest, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in August last year in Utah, one day we have a transit system that's quite wonderful, and we have this new one that is called this Front Runner, and it goes along toward the north of Utah. And one day, everybody was going to get off on the ramp, and there they were, all kinds of armed people, TSA, everybody with their weaponry and all of that. And they had just decided that this was something that they were going to do. TSA would be coming as well. Some would wear uniforms and some would not. And this could be any time that this kind of an approach could be on the platform and the overhead pedestrian bridge, uniforms. TSA officers stood guard. Armed federal marshals and local police officers patrolled along the platform. Plainclothes officers blended with commuters on the trains. And then listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Our whole methodology is random and unpredictable, said the TSA official director, Earl Morris. On any given day, you will see a strong presence. On another day, you won't see us, but we're here. Now, this is important. The officers have been specially trained to detect behavior among passengers. And it goes on. I just bring those things up. Because to be able to go back and forth freely and to move about this nation is something we are, you know, accustomed to. We take it for granted. We as taxpayers have produced and helped fund freeways and roadways. We need to use them. Today, my guest is someone who deals with this issue for the state of Texas. And for all of you, I have today on Terry Hall, and she's with TexasTurf.org. May we travel freely. Welcome. I'm glad to say hello to you again.
Hello there, Barbara Jean. Good to be with you.
It's amazing, don't you think? You know, just to try to read your paper and think, oh my goodness, what is happening? There is an encroachment. Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I am a homeschool mom of 7 children, and trust me, I have a lot better things to be doing with my time than to be a government watchdog, but let me tell you, there's too much at risk, too much at stake right now for us to not get in this battle, and that's what I'm hopefully going to encourage your audience to do with us today, is that to see the warning signs in your community and to put a stop to this kind of out-of-control government. And what happened was around the corner from my house, there was a Texas Department of Transportation, is known as TxDOT here in Texas. They had a hearing around the corner from my house in March of 2005, and they announced essentially that they were going to come in and take our only freeway, our lifeline, into and out of San Antonio, Texas. I live just north of town. And they're going to come and convert it into a toll road and now charge me every time I drive on it in order to use the road. Made no sense. Everyone that was in the room knew that this was just nothing but a tax grab. In fact, there had been some bonds in an election where the voters approved to get some money to fix the road. It just needs some overpasses. It's a highway that needs to be upgraded to a controlled access highway. And they felt betrayed, and it's a double tax. And the more I got into the fight, I realized that there's a lot of tentacles to this issue beyond just my little road that affected me. And shortly after that public hearing, we found out that a foreign company from Spain was going to try and take over that project and that they were going to sell off our infrastructure, again, our only highway into and out of town. They were going to go give it to the private operator in Spain. Made no sense. Then we started reading more about this Trans-Texas Corridor and how we started to connect the dots and see that this all tied in. And so we had to start a grassroots movement. I mean, I called my legislators. I met with the Texas Department of Transportation, and I did everything I could as far as my due diligence as a you know, individual and as our family could. But they were tone deaf. I mean, they weren't going to listen to a thing any of us said. And you could tell that the fix was in, and we had to harness the anger in that room at the public hearing that night and spread it across Texas and get people to rise up against these policies. And so that's what we have done, and we did it through Texas Turf. And we encourage people to go to our website to find out more details, but that's basically what got me involved in all this.
And your Texas legislature convenes every other year?
That's right, every 2 years.
And they have been in session this year?
That's right. They just finished June 1st.
Oh, okay. Well, can you tell us if your legislators are in the mix with wanting this to occur, or is there resistance in your legislature?
Well, I have to say we've been following this legislative process now for a number of sessions because just to give your listeners a background if they're not familiar with, but I think most of them probably are if they've been listening for any length of time, about this Trans-Texas Corridor. This is unlike any other highway that has ever been built in our country. It's not like an interstate highway. Our average interstate highway, when it's fully built out, you know, and all the lanes that they can fit usually, it's about 400 feet at the most, 400 feet wide. This super corridor would be 1,200 feet wide. So that's obviously far bigger than anything that's ever been built in our country, and it's a land grab. And this would become a foreign-owned toll road that would be in the hands of one of these private operators out of Spain or Australia. There's a couple of Italian companies, but there's not any major U.S. players that are leading the fight on this. And I'm telling you, this corridor has had nothing but blowback from the Texas citizens. As you can imagine, the "Don't Mess with Texas," motto is for a reason. You know, these Texans down here are not going to let their government come in and abuse private property rights, and certainly not to sell off our public infrastructure to a foreign company and, you know, cede control of our highway system over to these folks. And these deals are for up to 50 years at a time. So these will outlive many current motorists, and our not only our kids, but our grandkids are going to be affected. This is multi-generational debt. And it has sovereignty issues and eminent domain abuse issues, and not to mention the huge cost to the taxpaying public to pay now 75 cents a mile in homage to Spain to get around. So this obviously hasn't sat well. And in some of the hearings last year in 2008, we had over 28,000 Texans go on the record against one of the Trans-Texas Corridor routes. There's many. It's about a 4,000-mile network that they wanted to do throughout the state, but this is for just a single one of those segments, 28,000 Texans. Well, that woke up many lawmakers. They started to see that they have a real problem on their hands and that Texans aren't going to just lay down and let this thing happen, thankfully. And so we have certainly gotten a lot more cooperation than we have in previous sessions, but I'll tell you what they're doing now. What they've announced is that the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. They're trying to say and convince the public that it's all over with, you won, now go back to sleep. But when you actually look at what's happening and read the documents, read the bills, look at the contracts, everything is still on track to do this. They're just going to chop it up in segments instead of trying to do it all at once. And so we've been very vigilant. I mean, we had to look over more than 400 transportation bills in just 5 months. And, in fact, the last bill that we finally ended up killing was over 1,000 pages. It was approaching the 2,000-page bill. And nobody knew what was in it. They did not have time to read through it. They only had 3 days left in the session by the time the bill actually got compiled. It was just unbelievable. It was, you could tell that this was another railroad job waiting to happen. But what they've done is they've taken and tried to abolish and remove any language that referred to Trans-Texas Corridor from the transportation code. And then they stuck it back in a different part of the bill, and they did it under a private toll contract instead of under the actual transportation code. So I
should
go into that more.
Terry, we're
going
to go to interrupt here just a moment and go to break. Stay with
sure.
us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Terry Hall.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Earlier, you mentioned the slogan, "Don't mess with Texas." I've had the opportunity to live in Texas, and I know that Texans really love their state and are very proud, and I'm counting on them. I used to always kind of quip that I thought, with all that's going on nationally for the sovereignty and the real jeopardy of this country's survival, I've even quipped that I thought maybe the Texans or the Texas spirit would save us. This is so alarming. You were describing the Trans-Texas Corridor. Surely legislators know of this, don't they? Or are they just...
They do now. Back in 2000, let's see, it would have been the 2003 legislative session, they really were ignorant to what had happened. They had passed a big omnibus transportation bill and fooled a lot of these legislators because they hadn't read the bill. You know how this works. They do it in Congress all the time. They had this enormous bill. They read the executive summary of the bill. They didn't actually read all the details of the bill. And they unleashed a nightmare on Texans, not really knowing what had happened. Then in 2007 session especially, they started to get wind of the details of some of these private toll contracts. They're known around the country as public-private partnerships. You may have heard of them or read about them in the paper because it's a canker that's spreading. At least half the states have already passed legislation that allows your legislature and or members of Congress to sell off your public highways to these foreign toll operators and giving them control of our highways In Texas, we've limited the leases for as long as 50-year deals, but the Indiana Toll Road was sold off in 2006, and that was a 75-year lease, and the one on Chicago Skyway was a 99-year lease. So we're talking about multi-generational decisions here that are absolutely unbelievable. And once the details of these types of contracts were coming to the fore in 2007, that's when I honestly think was the first time that many lawmakers understood just how bad these contracts are, and they knew they had to do something. And what they did then in 2007 was do a private toll moratorium on these types of contracts until they did a, what they called a legislative study group, and they studied the issue more and wanted to know more about what they were signing away. I mean, they were literally signing off these contracts for 50-year deals here in Texas, and they had no clue what was in them or what they were selling, and they realized that they were literally selling off the bank here. I mean, it was crazy. Well, then they had the Trans-Texas Corridor 69 hearings last year, as I was mentioning before. That was in 2008, and that's when 28,000 Texans came on the record against that one segment alone. And that, coupled with the moratorium, has definitely gotten lawmakers' attention. But rather than actually want to kill this corridor and actually stop it, what they're trying to do now is go underground. They're trying to fool everybody into thinking they've stopped it, but they really haven't. And so one of the things that we caught them doing in this huge, almost 2,000-page bill at the end of the session, when they were trying to ram it through in a very similar fashion to what happened in 2003, and they stuck in there. They had a whole section that they were sending out press releases. Look, look, we abolished the Trans-Texas Corridor section of the Transportation Code. Look at us. Aren't we so wonderful? We repealed the corridor. Well, while they had their carrot dangling over there, behind your back, they put in something that would allow both contracts for the two segments they've already signed contracts for with a Spanish company, one for Trans-Texas Corridor 35, and one for the project called 69. Both of those contracts were grandfathered in, and they actually state that the law that was in effect at the time those were signed remains in effect. So it does keep the corridor alive, and it will go forward, and Texans didn't fall for it, and we killed the bill.
Congratulations. That's not easy.
That isn't easy. I'm telling you, we had all the press. I mean, the press just buys this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. They don't have time to read the bills either. They just take whatever these lawmakers say and print it like it's gospel.
I hold them so responsible. The press could be far more helpful to Texans and to United States citizens on so many topics. We would be informed. We wouldn't have to go to the extent that you, your group, Citizens of Texas, having to fight their way through this. This is not easy. It's as tough as any job you ever had. I'm so proud.
Hand-to-hand combat is what it is.
It's amazing. Now, I looked at the website there, and I noticed some people that maybe were senators and people involved
ma'am.
In high places. They were doing some terrible things. Do you want to talk a little bit about how they would actually try to, do everybody in on the backside, sort of?
They sure did. We had one senator, his name's Robert Nichols, and he was actually the author of that private toll moratorium bill that passed in 2007. So he set himself up as being this big taxpayer-friendly protector of the public interest kind of a guy. Well, so that's how he grabbed everybody's trust. And he's also an ex-transportation commissioner. That means he used to be one of the five commissioners that runs the highway department. Now he's a senator. And he was there and present, smiling and everything, when the governor first signed the first development contract that gave a Spanish company the rights to this Trans-Texas Corridor 35 project. So he tried to win trust with his legislative colleagues in 07, trying to make everybody think that he was the big arbiter of all things that are good, and then turns around this session and pulls a complete 180. A press release out there saying that he abolished the Trans-Texas Corridor in one of his bills and then brokered a backroom deal with a lobbyist to make sure that the corridor continued.
We'll cut to a break here, Terry, and be right back. Great information.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It would appear that if you're committed to public-private partnering, you care not for your fellow legislators in his activity.
That's for sure. And so another, and then on the House side, now that was the Senate, on the House side when they were going through the process of this bill being passed, they actually snuck in an amendment, I guess you'd call it, to extend or reauthorize these public-private partnerships. Now that was one of the big things we were watching for all session long, was that moratorium bill from last session in 2007 was going to sunset those contracts August of this year of 2009. So that means in a couple months, these contracts are set to sunset unless the legislature passed a new law that would reauthorize them. So we knew we had to kill any bill that was going to reauthorize these contracts, because at the end of the day, they can't build this Trans-Texas Corridor if they don't have the ability to do these contracts, because there just won't be enough public money to do this. Because most of these are brand-new roads through rural Texas where there's not a lot of traffic congestion. They're not toll viable, and they're going to do all kinds of public chicanery and using a lot of public funds, but there's definitely not enough public funds to build this thing without one of these types of contracts. So they want or think they need these private operators to get this thing done. Well, we had one legislator, Larry Phillips, a state representative here, And they had promised all the lawmakers, there was 177 amendments in the House alone that was going to be added onto this bill. And they took it up at like 6 o'clock at night, and they knew they weren't going to get through all the amendments on Thursday night. So here they had gotten through most of the controversial stuff and promised the legislators that the real controversial thing about the private public-private partnership contracts was going to be pushed into a separate committee the following week, and that they would hash it out there, and they weren't going to do it on that particular bill. So they brought up some other amendments on Friday morning that were supposed to be these non-controversial ones that everybody sort of agreed on, and that they were just going to kind of bring those in. Well, of course, that's always when they do everything, is in the dark of night when no one's looking. And even though it was broad daylight, many Texas legislators had already gone home for the Mother's Day weekend when this happened. And this legislator, Larry Phillips, went and snuck in a reauthorization of these public-private partnership contracts under the noses of many of our good guys in the legislature who were opposed to this and would have never voted for this. They were not even present when this happened. And so we tried to get that amendment stripped out of the bill in the third reading on the following Monday. And we saw and watched, literally from the House gallery, we watched our good guys go toe-to-toe with these sneaky legislators that had betrayed many of them. And they didn't win. That got left in the bill. And the Senate had already passed that reauthorization early on in the session. So let me tell you, we still have our work cut out for us. It's not like these lawmakers down here have learned their lesson, and they're not listening to the people of Texas. They want these contracts because they know what they're doing is not only wrong and opposed by the Texas people, but what they're doing is they're taking roads that are not 100% toll viable and trying to toll them anyway, because I guess they somehow think they're going to make money on the deal somehow in some way, even though all of their own studies show they're not. And what I mean by that is that a self-sustaining toll road is one where the people who take the toll road and the amount of money they collect in the toll revenue is enough to pay back the bonds they borrow to build the road. That would be, you know, a well-conceived toll road, one that actually can pay for itself, right? Well, that's not what they're doing. Their studies show that maybe they can only get 50 or 60% of the project paid for with bonds. And so for that last 30 or 40%, they think they need private money to come in and subsidize it, and then they can build this toll road while they give all the profits over a 50-year period to this private entity, even though a huge amount of public money went into actually building the road. So it's like a double or triple tax by the time you're done with all the different sources of tax revenue that go into these deals. Then they have things in there called non-compete agreements. That actually allows the highway department to go into a contract with these guys. That's what's in these public-private partnership contracts, that says the highway department cannot build any new lanes or any new roads that surround these tollways. It guarantees clogged, gridlocked, congested free lanes. In other words, it's going to force people to use and have to pay the tolls to get around, because there won't be any way that you'll get free-flowing traffic anywhere within a certain mile radius of these toll roads. So that alone, it should just rile every American to see that these are just sweetheart deals and government-sanctioned monopolies, and where the private sector is teaming up with big government to rob and steal us of our freeway system that we already pay gas taxes to build and maintain. It is absolutely highway robbery. Barbara Jean, are you there? Oh, I wasn't sure if I lost you there for a minute.
Okay,
but yeah, the people
Carrie, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, did this get played up in the press? Were there enough stories so the person who's not totally involved could look at a paper and say, this particular senator or this person in the House of Representatives in the state of Texas was doing backdoor deals and was not honest and forthright with the people? Did anybody get that in the press about this issue?
Of course not. And, in fact, we had to do everything we could to piece together what little donations we get. We're all volunteers, all grassroots, just fellow Texans trying to work together to stop this nightmare. And so we did have some money, and we were able to do something called robocalls. It's like these automated calls that go to people and alert them to what was in this bill and to what was going on. And we did a number of different robocalls throughout the session to make people aware and to get these legislators' phones ringing to try and stop some of this stuff. Because at the end of the day, the lobbyists and the big money, they work all their backroom deals out of public view. They don't do it in the committee hearings and, you know, in a way that we can actually stop them or know what they're doing. We don't find out about it until literally the 12-hour or 24-hour posting of a committee hearing or of a bill, and then you don't have hardly any time to read it, much less try and know what's in it in time to stop anything. So a lot of these things move very quickly, and it's already hard. The citizens are always flat-footed and kind of behind the eight ball because of how sneaky and underhanded these guys are. And the press not only didn't cover it, they wouldn't publish our op-eds and our letters to the editor and such, or anything from our press releases. They just take everything these guys say and print it like it's gospel, and people buy it hook, line, and sinker, unless some group like ours calls them on the phone or gets it. Usually there's not enough time to send a letter out. So we try and do it through phone calls and internet and email blasts and such, because otherwise the public would be completely unaware of what is happening in their own legislature. And I think the media, honestly, is in with the big money and the big players here, because when you look at who their advertisers are, you know, the number of car ads and a lot of these road builders and developers, of course, are involved in a lot of these homes, subdivisions and things, and that's who advertises in the newspaper. And those are all the same people who have a stake in having a big, fat highway slush fund that they can use to exploit so that they can buy a piece of land out in the middle of nowhere, make sure that there's a highway that eventually gets built out there so that their land becomes very valuable because they can do a subdivision on it. I mean, that's kind of what's at play here, all the big bond investors, the big law firms that represent these big guys. I mean, all of them are in bed together, whether it's the newspapers and media, the lawmakers, or, you know, a lot of these big chamber of commerce types. They're the ones that are teaming up to exploit the unique powers of government, like abusing eminent domain and handing it over to these private operators for private profit. You know, that's what's happening. The big money is the one consistent thing that churns behind all of it. It doesn't matter who we toss out of office, you know, or how many times we try to rise up at these hearings and you know, sign petitions and do marches on Austin. And, you know, we try everything under the sun to show and do our due diligence that the Texans do not want this. We're not going to let you get away with this. It's, you know, it's a deal breaker. We're going to toss you out of office. Only to find out that the new guy that said they were anti-toll or against these types of private, you know, public partnerships, only to have them betray us and vote for this stuff. I mean, we've had that happen plenty of times, and so we have to stay vigilant, and that's the thing that I really want to communicate to your audience is you have to stay vigilant. You can't just be in the fight for just one round. You've got to keep coming at them because at the end of the day, even if we stop something once, we have to keep stopping it because they will bring it up over and over and over again.
The last time I talked with you, it seemed like there was a banner or something that you were trying to install for people to have awareness, and the city was giving you trouble. Could you tell me what happened there?
That case is still ongoing, actually, but they still have not allowed us to put up our banner. The court, we hope, is going to right that wrong and maintain our right of free speech. We were trying to put a street banner, hang it above one of the roadways where they are trying to come and hijack it and turn it into a toll road, which, of course, is a colossal double tax. It's a ripoff. When you actually look at the financial details of this road, it is absolutely an insane boondoggle because they're taking what they could fix with just a few overpasses and what comes down to $170 million. They're now going to spend $1.4 billion to make it into a 20-lane mega toll road when there's only 8 lanes there now. So, I mean, it's just crazy that they could fix it for $170. They won't do it. They would rather spend $1.4 billion in debt just so that they can come and get access to our wallets and tap the vein of commuters. And so we, of course, can't afford a billboard, which are $5,000 a month alongside these highways. So we thought, well, hey, let's use one of these street banners. and the city approved it initially, and then as soon as they figured out what it said and what group was behind it and that we were the folks that were trying to stop this toll road slush fund from coming to town, they came in and retroactively came back and said, even after we'd already had the banner made and had the permits going, they came in and said, no, you can't hang your banner. And there was nothing in the city ordinance or code that gave them the authority to do that. They simply did it because they didn't like our message. And if the government can censor our speech, then we really don't have freedom of speech in this country. So, yes, that lawsuit is moving forward, and we do hope to reverse
My advice is you better hurry.
I know, because our freedom of everything is under attack right now.
We better hurry. Now, how far are you from Laredo?
We are several hundred miles from Laredo. We're only about 150 miles from Del Rio, Texas, which is right on the border of Mexico. But Laredo is due south from San Antonio, so it's a little bit further because of the shape of the state. I would say probably 3 to 4 hours.
So that's where it's to originate. Do I have that right, Laredo to Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, for the Trans-Texas Corridor, that's right. Both TTC 35 and TTC 69 are going to connect in with a network of systems that comes from a West Coast port.
Hello? Oh, my. We'll have to work on this again. We need this information. So we hope that that will come right back and we can continue. So you can get the picture of this, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming to a state near you. all of the attitude up at the capitals around the country, you know, they have sort of these gatherings together and the ideas pop up and pretty soon it's the in thing to do. So often, if you can remember playground activity and when somebody was really strong and how all your friends and maybe you didn't think it was such a good idea, but all your friends were going over there to listen to that idea and go along with the crowd. That's the way state legislatures and state governors are. They go to these little groupings back in Washington, or they have their NCSL, the National Council of State Legislators. They go there and get the group idea. And then even some of those organizations that most people don't realize, I call them, you know, fraternities sort of idea. They gather together very often in these different groups like the Attorneys General or the Governors Association or the, like I mentioned, the Western Governors and so forth, little groupings within the group. And a lot of legislation originates there from, and the Council of State Governments can encourage and suggest this is what we're going to do. It becomes the in thing, acceptable to do. That's the thing we're going to talk about. And therefore, the citizen is sort of over there. We need your vote. We need your tax dollars. And we'll wave to you in the parade. But when it comes to input and the momentum of issues, that comes from other sources, and they are well-funded and friends of those who are in power with money and so forth, and that's how your government works, plus the lobbyist is in there as well. And so it used to be that I would go to the Capitol the years through the 90s and early 2000s, I would go regularly to the Capitol as a citizen lobbyist, and you learn a lot. And sometimes you could go in and find just maybe by a telephone and an occasional table by a chair, you could find information from the magazines like the National Council of State Legislators. And it was interesting to read. And many of your legislators would have that being sent to them. And I used to have the percentage of tax dollars that went to pay for just that. But anyway, hopefully we can get Terry back on. The influence is not from the citizen. It is from other entities and the groupings, which I call high-level fraternities of sorts. You know, they're all there in the same elected office, and we can associate with other states, and we're doing just maybe what's fine. If you ask them a question sometimes about they have the origin for a certain bill or whatever, and you want to know where it came from, the reference will be that they come from the NCSL or whatever. Terry, are you with us? No, I don't have Terry on. Just wondering. So we're going to try to get her back. And communicate with her some more. There is somewhat of a trend, however, in this regard of public-private partnering. It involves, ladies and gentlemen, the selling off of airports, bridges, roads, and anything you want, you know? Any part of America, we can sell it these days, right? And a lot of people are not doing it quite so much because they've had the stimulus packages now, and cities and states and local governments are eager to spend this new stimulus money. So maybe the public-private partnering will.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Terry's back with us for a short segment, and so we're happy to have her for about 20 minutes or 15, so we're going to go fast and ask some questions. We were talking about Laredo, so that's right down there on the border where everything is so safe in Mexico, going up through to Oklahoma, and I understand they even had the idea that they could go faster on the toll roads and any other roads couldn't go as fast, those kind of ideas. Then there was the concept of that they had that they were going to create some sort of a network in the corridor, a toll road for services, water, electricity, natural gas. Could you help me with that?
More than just a highway. It's supposed to be a multimodal corridor. And it involves things like telecommunication lines and water lines and gas lines and sewers and power lines, utilities, all of that stuff was supposed to be in the right-of-way of this massive 1,200-foot-wide swath of land. And it was supposed to not only have car and auto lanes, but separate truck lanes as well as commuter rail, high-speed rail, and a bunch of other things that they could throw in with the kitchen sink. And that is what they plan to do. And never mind the fact that in order to do a railroad, you have to have completely flat land. You can't go up and down hills too easily on the rail. And they plan this huge swath of land, but it's going through sections of Texas that aren't completely flat. Yet when you look at all their simulations and their videos and their fancy PR schemes, it doesn't make any sense. They have it. They literally have this thing where they show an auto lane and a truck lane, and then you know rail going back and forth and all this in this nice long flat section of land. But that's not going to work. And so you have to go and scratch your head and say, what are they really up to here? And there was actually one part of a segment that has already gone underway, and that's SH-130 segments 5 and 6. And that is widely believed to be the first leg of the Trans-Texas Corridor 35 project. It's kind of a loop that goes from Seguin just outside San Antonio, and then it takes you around a rural part of Texas and then dumps you back in north of Austin because of the traffic on I-35 going through Austin. And this bypass, whatever you want to call this road, is actually part of the corridor. And turns out they were trying to do rail as well as the highway lanes as part of the deal there, and they built their overpasses too low, and it's not going to work for rail. And so it just shows you that we're not dealing with the brightest bulbs in the bunch here. They have these pie-in-the-sky ideas, but it hasn't been working out too well in how they're implementing it. So, yes, it is supposed to be this major multimodal corridor, even though they claim that that is dead. Remember that at the end of the day, this bill that they were trying to ram through at the end of the session here in Texas was grandfathering in that concept of the Trans-Texas Corridor, because the originally signed development contracts with these two different Spanish companies, one called Centra, one called ACS, that these contracts were grandfathered in under the law that was in effect at the time they were signed. So that means the whole 1,200-foot-wide swath and the multimodal utilities, gas lines, everything is still on the table had that passed. Now, here's the bit of good news. What didn't pass, because that bill failed, what did not pass was a reauthorization of these public-private partnership contracts. So now the the Highway Department here in Texas can't sign any more of these construction contracts with this Spanish company after August 31st of this year, so it's just a few months from now. The hitch, though, is that the governor here in Texas is the one who's been pushing this stuff and ramming it down our throats for years now, and he is going to call a special session, and so that's why we're trying to be very vigilant to watch what this governor may do in a special session and try and get these contracts reauthorized so that he can get his corridor built.
We're going to the top of the hour, and I understand you'll stay with us for about 10 minutes after that, so we'll continue. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back, so don't go away. With